Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Come at all.
Wow. That was Tracy Chapman, Behind the Wall, and this is Duke Gomez Shemp.
And this is Cindy Gomez-Shump.
And you're listening to KPPP LPFM, broadcasting online through Live 365, and soon to be found on your radio dial at FM 88.1. I didn't think we needed another Tracy Chapman song, but one went ahead and started playing anyways, right when I was about to say, adding local color to your airwaves.
That's awesome. We got a little bit of local color right there from Tracy Chapman. I love her. She's one of my favorite singers in college when I first started going to college.
Oh yeah,
that was one of my favorite songs.
Oh, excellent, excellent! I think I've heard you sing it before.
I have lots of times, and you know, it is very poignant. It to me, that song was about. It was always about the abuse that women have to endure without any help.
Yeah,
the fact that the abuse of women that you know, assault of women, be it physical assault or sexual assault, is kind of, you know, always been a problem that is run rampant without any kind of authority stepping in to stop it.
That's right.
In our country's history. It has been a problem that persists to this very day. And of course, the people that most suffer the problem of sexual assault is women of color.
Yes.
But all women have problems with abuse and assault. But that is not the topic of today's show. We are talking for the second time about hashtag Another Lying Cop.
Yes.
And that song does speak to the frustration in communities of color and communities in America now in general of police response to community needs.
Yes.
To serve and protect them that we taxpayers pay for. But increasingly, those of us who pay our taxes to be served and protected are feeling more and more like the police have carte blanche to break the law. They don't have the same rules and standards that regular Joe citizen has. And so it predisposes the work that police do to corruption, abuse, and mishandling of situations, escalation of violence in many situations.
That's right. In fact, we do a Flex Your Rights training. And one of the things we talk about is that police officers can legally lie to you. We should never lie to the police, but the police can lie to you legally.
That's true. But as part of their investigation, they can tell you something very completely false, made up, such as that they have information about you
mm-hmm.
that they don't have. Like they say they can tell you that they have pictures or video of you that don't exist.
Yeah.
Or that they have a witness statement or a witness that is saying that you did something that they don't really have. They can just make that up completely. And so, but police can also tell you, and they do, that you are being detained for questioning when there isn't any reasonable reason for them to be questioning you in the first place. This is something that's happened a lot in what has been called stop and frisk policies
oh, yeah.
that have taken place across the country that have unfairly targeted Black and Latino youth, especially, and to the detriment of communities of color, because those kids then end up with injuries. They end up with criminal records.
Exactly.
And then, you know, they end up being processed, churned through a system that is, in many cities like Ferguson, making money off of the backs of poor Black residents to build revenue streams for the police department in the city. And it's like this vicious cycle of indentured slaves in,
yeah.
in the whole community are the slaves.
Exactly.
And what we've seen recently in terms of the killing of Black and Native and Latino people in this country is astounding. It's a very alarming. It has caught the attention of international organizations
mm-hmm.
Like the United Nations, of peacekeeping and watching of violations of human rights organizations
yes.
like Amnesty International
mm-hmm.
and others that have stated that the police violence against people of color in this country is out of control.
It is, very much.
That it is violating human rights, that it is violating, you know, international standards of treatment by police and authorities over the civilian population, and that the United States needs to take immediate corrective action to stop these abuses.
That's right.
And we haven't seen much of that.
No, we've seen a few lawsuits, a few investigations, as we talked about in the earlier podcast on Another Lying Cop, Part 1. Mm-hmm. We talked about how there is very, very little accountability or any convictions when it comes to misconduct when involving a shooting.
Mm-hmm. Or any, I mean, those people that are the officers that kill other people, less than 1% of them are charged with anything.
That's right.
Not the killing, anything. But nothing. You
nothing
know.
At all, yeah.
We did talk about that, and you can find that podcast and all of our other shows at kppfm.com.
That's right. Just go to the podcast link and click on it, and you can see all the shows we've been doing.
And you can comment, if you'd like to comment, right there on the comment section of that show.
You know, and if that's not your thing to do, if you don't like to comment right on the post, you can give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 701-566-0917. Tell us your name, where you live, your town you live in. Leave us a short message. You can have a couple minutes. We may play it on the air. You can also tweet us at @media_PPP or email Cindy@kppfm.com or Duke@kppfm.com.
And we really do appreciate your comments. We've gotten some interesting feedback from our Spanish show that we do every Sunday at 6 o'clock here at kppfm.com. And it is Sabor Latino. So people can join in and listen to Spanish music and mm-hmm. news and talk. And we would love it if people would share our shows with their friends on social media. You can also follow us and comment on stories that we are sharing that don't get enough play in the news mm-hmm. at the People's Press Project on Facebook.
That's right.
And again, today's topic is #AnotherLyingCop, the second part.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking the last time about Sean King, reporter, who recently released an advanced copy of a story that is going to be published in the Daily Kos, and we have a link for that as well along with this podcast.
Yes.
Where he says we need to stop saying, or people need to stop saying, that every time that there's another caught cop caught lying, another lying cop,
yeah,
that we don't say, this is just a rare incident. This is one bad apple.
That's right.
We need to do XYZ to this one person and then forget about the major problem in police brutality in this country.
And he's right on. He's right on. We've talked about it before, because there's no such thing as a bad apple when it comes to that whole system. The whole system is bad. That's what needs to be changed. A lot of people are calling for abolishing police departments, and I have to agree with them. I think it's really difficult to try to reform this system when it's such a broken system, and it keeps on getting way, way, way out of hand continually, just dramatically in the past couple of years.
Yeah, in fact, in our first podcast on this topic, I was mentioning that it has increased dramatically, even over the last, you know, since 2013.
Yeah.
And so have all the other problems within the police departments. In fact, I also mentioned that the Department of Justice has consent agreements, which basically are plea agreements. So in other words, they have agreements that they've made with police departments in almost every single state in the country where they've been investigated. They've investigated police departments and found them to be criminally liable for violating a bunch of different laws that they could be indicted for,
yeah,
by the Department of Justice, which the Department of Justice has basically held off on indicting them for, with the consent agreement that they not do X, Y, and Z over the next however many years with, right, you know, certain conditions. And those certain conditions have included, in many police departments across the country, that they have dash cams, that they have body cameras, mm-hmm, that they maintain certain kinds of data and reporting that they have to turn into the Department of Justice, that they do certain kinds of recording of complaints and investigations and outcomes. And all of this, a lot of these police departments have not only reoffended egregiously, they have the number of these departments and the number of new problems within those departments is simply astounding to the degree that I think the Department of Justice literally doesn't have enough resources to do the kind of house cleaning.
Yeah. Or follow-up.
That they need to do in these departments to make sure that people that are in under these departments that are under these consent agreements are actually complying with those consent agreements. Because obviously, when you have reoffending departments and to the degree that they're reoffending, and I'm going to go over some of that
good
today in our show, you would think, oh, well, you know, they're going to be keeping really close tabs on them. Obviously, they're not able to do that, because I'll give you an example. In Los Angeles, you know, notoriously famous for the Rodney King beating, mm-hmm, the LAPD, and there's been horrible news stories that have come to light lately within the LAPD. But there's been investigations of the LAPD where they were found to be basically a bunch of criminals with badges,
yeah,
and state power.
Uh-huh.
They were committing crimes of the most egregious sort, drugs, raping, killing, planting evidence, lying about reports, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And they were required to have cameras in their cars and then recording equipment that, you know, it has like a antenna on the vehicle, and so the recording equipment works well within a certain radius of your police vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a body recorder, but it doesn't have a camera. It's just audio recording that goes along with the dash cam that's inside the vehicle.
Oh, that makes sense.
But a lot of people have been reporting that police officers have been finding ways around these cameras in their vehicles and around these recorders that are on their persons that are, you know, attached with an antenna,
yeah,
radius of a certain number of miles to their car by simply leaving their car at a set location and then going away from that location. But in this particular case, not only did they do that and avoid the cameras by just not putting their, you know, themselves and the suspects or what, you know, the action in front of the vehicle.
Yeah.
They actually disabled or removed the cameras from about half of their police vehicles, as well as damaged the antennas on the police vehicles so that the recording devices would not pick up at a closer range so that they could actually, you know, not be, their signal wouldn't be picked up and the recording devices wouldn't work. And incidentally, and this is no coincidence, the vehicles, because you think, well, why only half, right? Well, it just so happens that the ones that they were taking out of were the vehicles that were primarily working in the poorest people of color neighborhoods in Los Angeles.
I see. Yep.
And this is not something new. This is something that has been going on for a very long time since policing was created, because policing was created to control people of color and immigrants.
Exactly.
Slaves, newly freed slaves and immigrants, or runaway slaves. So there is a reason why they concentrate a lot of their hatred and control and abuse and corruption on communities that are black and brown, and not white.
Yeah.
We talked last time on our show, the topic today and last time is hashtag another line cop. And there's so much information. It really does require more than one show to cover it, even, you know, in a mediocre fashion, because we kind of have to gloss over a lot of the importance of what I'm telling you is happening in today's police departments across America. And last time we talked about in this article, the main points that Sean Keane makes about how rampant police abuse and misconduct and police killings are, is can be measured in three simple statements about the events that are going on. The first one that we talked about in the last podcast was how, how everywhere it is, you know, in every single state.
It's very pervasive.
It's very pervasive. Yes. It doesn't matter what geographical location you're in. It doesn't matter whether it's a big city or it's rural. It's everywhere, all over the country. And the second thing that we talked about, or the second point that we were going to talk about, was the kinds of, you know, the criminal activity that is taking place, the types of criminal activity that is taking place. Mm-hmm. It is pretty racist. There's a lot of sharing of racist cartoons, emails, pornography,
all through text messaging and email and
technology.
Yeah.
And imagine how comfortable these police officers are that they're doing this and feel that they can act in, with impunity.
That's right. And
they won't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never do, even when they are caught.
Yeah.
This has been something that's been going on for a long time, and they have been caught many times before. The only difference is now, you know, individuals like you or myself can film the police and share it on social media or in some other means, and it can go viral, and our story can be told from our point of view with that video footage that speaks for itself without the media trying to censor it or the police themselves trying to censor it or editing it or trying to tell some different narrative about what happened in the video.
Or try to destroy it. You know, we've done a lot of trainings on how to film the police. And since we started that project just a little over a year ago, it's changed across the country. There's been people that have been being arrested for, you know, exercising their constitutional right to film the police.
More and more. And they're trying to quiet people. I even heard reports that in Los Angeles, the police are outright going out to, up to people that have videotaped them doing something they don't want to be videotaped in, and offering them money for their footage.
Oh, buy it off of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard that that's happening. We've seen tons and tons of videos of police and heard reports of people saying that the police slapped the phones out of their hands, mm-hmm. took their phones and smashed them, yeah. took their phones as evidence and destroyed the video
that's right.
taped evidence they had on there. And many times they've been caught because somehow, miraculously, after they destroy evidence, it appears somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Yeah.
Or it appears on that they didn't destroy it. They didn't destroy it completely, right. et cetera, et cetera. And then they are busted.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Hashtag another lying cop. Yeah. No, it's not one bad apple. It's the whole enchilada. It's yeah. the whole barrel.
Yeah.
It's the whole system. And we do need to indict the whole system because it's wrong. And, you know, of course, I believe there's probably a lot of other different opinions, but we can talk about them. I'd love to hear what folks think. And you can leave me your comments at 701-566-0917. Make sure you leave your name and town. We will not give people's towns out. We usually only use first names yeah. on the show anyway, unless you expressly want us to share your comments.
That's right.
You can say that in your message. And mm-hmm. also, we want folks to tweet us at @media_PPP. Use this hashtag if you have a story about #AnotherLyingCop.
That's right.
If you've seen one either local or national, we want to know what is your perspective on #AnotherLyingCop.
Yeah.
And people can also email us, right, Duke?
That's right. You can email Cindy at kppfm.com, or you can send me an email at duke@kppfm.com. And also on the podcast themselves, you can write a message right below it and it's visible to the world.
That's right. And we love to hear people's comments. So last time on the show, I was talking about some of these things that the police were doing that they were getting caught for.
That's right.
And now arrested for. Mm-hmm. This is a very new thing. Cops being arrested and indicted for things.
Yes, yes. That's a step in the right direction, I think.
Yes, although there are not enough of them that are being arrested. There are not enough of them being indicted, as, you know, we can clearly tell by the sheer number, the huge volume of complaints and videos that we see, and the very meager numbers of indictments that we hear about in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make your own assumptions there. But
yeah.
beyond that, the kinds of things that they are getting arrested for are really troubling. Not killing black and brown unarmed people or killing people in general, but other things like, you know, arresting people falsely, raping underage children,
oh my God.
Planting evidence on people, falsifying police reports,
oh, yeah.
And then getting promoted and getting, you know, very important positions of power.
Yeah, just getting new jobs, even moving up.
Yeah, they get to continue to work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these police officers that were fired were rehired in other departments, other places, or were rehired back at their same departments
yeah.
later on. In one case in Alabama, there was a Police Chief Brian Stillwell, the chief of Clanton Police Department.
Okay.
And he was just arrested for stealing money from, you get this, the fraternal, something having to do with the Fraternal Order of the Police, in an operation called Operation Santa Claus.
Oh.
was this man stealing
from Santa Claus?
The police chief was stealing money from the kitty to buy the kids toys for
my.
Christmas?
Wow.
That's low, even for the Grinch. That was too low. It was too low for the people that lived in Whoville and for the evil Grinch. But this guy takes the cake and he goes and steals the money.
Wow.
I think that's what he did. You can go check out the links at kppfm.com. If you're just tuning in, this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you are listening to #AnotherLyingCop, our second installment on the discussion about police chief misconduct.
That's right.
Is it rare? We say nay, yeah. It is not. It is all too common. In the Port of Los Angeles, police chief Ronald Jerome Boyd was arrested on federal bribery, kickback, and tax fraud charges.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. By the way, said police chief has one of the second highest salaries at $307,290.
Wow.
Yeah. The guy earns more than a quarter of $1 million.
That's right.
Dollars.
Wow.
What? And then he's getting kickbacks? He was just promoted, by the way, in January to the lead port's Homeland Security and Information Technology Operation.
Oh my God. You're putting a guy in charge of that who is corrupt and getting kickbacks and
Fox.
Making that much money, and he's in charge of the Homeland Security and Information Technology Operations. Oh my God.
Can you say fox in the hen house?
Fox in the hen house. FCC allows that, yes.
Yes. And it says in the story that the company X supposed to be in return for confidential information involving a social networking smartphone app dubbed Portwatch. The port of LA was developing for the city, and it was a federally funded project app which would have been used to notify users of port emergencies and allow rapid reporting of criminal activity.
Hmm.
This guy was in charge of it, and he was giving a certain kind of company who he did apparently interact with. And said company X has now been hired by the federal government and gotten the contract to do this work. No word yet on how this guy's involvement helped that mm-hmm. company enrich itself unjustly while he was getting kickbacks. No word if he gets to keep the kickbacks. No word on any of that stuff.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that. The corporate influence on police departments, you know, the products and all the different things that are just, people are making so much money the way law enforcement is spending money on technology. I haven't really thought about the connections to corporations.
Oh, the militarization of the police goes right along with the militarization of America.
That's true. That's true.
Look how much money is being made on terrorism and security and the threat level and Blackwater. And
mm-hmm.
come on.
Oh,
yeah. That's where it's at. And Dick Cheney and what was his company that he had?
Oh,
it was all over. Halliburton.
Halliburton, yes. Yes.
Halliburton.
Yeah.
So we know that it's making money. It's making bank.
Yeah.
And why not? If the police are getting into the action, they've been using asset forfeiture and
mm-hmm.
those drug laws to take people's houses,
yep.
cars,
money,
and without even having to give people any kind of indictment or
That's
charge
right.
them with anything.
They just take your stuff and they get to keep it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are ways you could sue them, but most people
yeah.
don't have tens of thousands of dollars sitting around in a shoebox marked for the day when the police tried to rape me, you
That's
know?
Right, and a lot of times it's big chunks.
Not figuratively, I was
yeah.
talking about money, but they do
yeah.
also try to rape people, so.
Yeah. And plus, they're taking large sums of money from people that might be driving to go buy a car or carrying their money when they move, and they got all your money, how are you going to sue them to get the money back? You know, they took all your money.
Yeah, exactly. In another case, a police chief named Stephen Johnson was arrested for, and fired, by the way. That guy was fired.
Oh, good.
For prostitution.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy. In Columbia, South Carolina, there was a police chief named Stace Day who was arrested for domestic violence.
Wow.
Now, the prostitution police chief before him, that guy was so freaked out. He was just like, he tried to blame what he did on stress from work. And isn't this the excuse that all the cops are using
yeah.
for everything nowadays?
That's right. It was medically needed.
No, he said it was a lack of judgment based on his stress from work.
Oh, I see.
But I've never heard of stress from work driving people to go and break the law with two prostitutes, because he ordered
yeah.
two of them.
Wow. Especially chiefs of police. You know?
And he wanted high heels because he's
oh.
into that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And this other cop, remember that Oklahoma department that had been arresting and then basically raping the prostitutes?
Yeah.
Because if
oh,
they
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
sleep with them, they would be arrested for
yeah.
prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go and solicit the prostitutes for sex, and then if they wouldn't comply, they would, you know, arrest them.
Wow.
And, you know, that's been also something as old as time. Prostitution has been around, and men have been blaming just the vaginas for the problem, not the penises, because the Johns never get arrested or charged most of the time. It's fine if they get away with sleeping with as many women as possible. I mean, that's why this whole Ashley Madison thing has got people committing suicide all around the country.
That's right.
Men are so dang fragile. You can never catch them in the act of doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that the majority of police across the country are white and men.
Yep.
And I'm not advocating for more people of color to join the ranks by any means. No,
I
wouldn't either.
Like I said, I think
women.
I think it needs a lot of reform, and I believe
and a lot less cops.
Yeah, a lot less cops. We need less cops, not more cops.
Less cops, not more cops. Less militarization, not more militarization.
Exactly.
And way more accountability. In fact, I think we should shut it all down until we fix it, because we shouldn't be killing people in the process of getting justice.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about cracking a few eggs to make an omelet, that shouldn't apply to people's skulls and daily living and having justice in the world.
Uh-huh.
And this particular guy, the Stacey Day guy that was arrested for domestic assault, was particularly gruesome. It reminded me of that West Fargo cop that beat his girlfriend in the street. She was bloody.
Oh, yeah.
And she was walking down the street, and they arrested this guy. He, like, apparently chased her down the street for a while. And a lot of people witnessed him beating her, and nothing.
Yep. It was just his name in the news one day, and then you don't hear about it again.
And he disappeared from the news.
Yep.
And the police chief in West Fargo came out and defended the guy in the news.
Yeah.
He said he stood by him, and I was like,
why?
Why do you stand by domestic assault of women? Nobody should be above the law, because when you mock the law by making your police department above the law, then you don't stand for the law. You stand for chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You stand for the violation of laws. You stand for injustice, not justice for some, not a broken justice, not an unequal justice. And non-justice, that isn't justice.
That's right.
And Stacey Day, the police chief from South Carolina, said that his wife could not leave him. He, who knows, had been abusing her for how long. She and her kids packed up, decided to leave. And so he disabled her truck, took his wife's driver's license, all her credit cards, her checks, her jewelry, broke her cell phone, that's interfering with the 911 call right there.
Yeah.
So she couldn't call the police. And he also threw her to the floor twice. Second time he knocked her out. When she came to was because he threw a bunch of water in her face. He did all of this in front of their child.
Wow.
And he said out loud in front of his child, "She's only faking. Your mama is such a drama queen."
Wow. Oh my God.
And this woman, Lori Day, she believed her husband would kill her. He told her on more than one occasion, "It doesn't matter where you go, I will find you. You know I have friends in high places. You can't hide from me."
Wow.
Routinely, men, did you know that women married to police officers experience double the assault, from the, you know, physical assault, battery from police,
as compared to women not married to police? Well, I didn't know that at all. No, that's,
I might even be higher than that, but I know it's at least double the rate for the rest of the people in the country.
Wow.
I don't think there's a coincidence. I think that there is a hierarchy of violence.
Oh, definitely.
And a culture of violence. See, I saw this thing on Tumblr, I think it was, and it was really interesting. It said, some people describe respect as authority. Like, they have, you're supposed to view them as an authority and treat them as an authority. And if you don't, then they have a right not to respect your humanity. Hmm. Some people, when they say, "I need to be respected," they're talking about their humanity.
Yeah.
Some people are talking about that they need to be respected as an authority,
mm-hmm.
as a different thing.
It is.
They don't view it in the same way. And that's where I think the disconnect is here, because I think that police have a high opinion of their humanity in comparison to the rest of humans. Mm-hmm. I think they have a superiority complex. Maybe it comes from the fact that the majority of police are white and male. And maybe it also stems from the fact that white supremacy and controlling black and brown people was the basis for why police were created in the first place.
Exactly.
I'm not sure which came first, the chicken or the egg. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, it is a problem that we need to address. We're talking about it today on KPPP LPFM. Hashtag another lying cop is the topic. I am Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
I'm Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And we are going to take a musical break and come back to talk about this topic some more.
Yes, we're going to listen to Call the Cops by Rob Hustle Foot Bump.
I like this one.
Go ahead.
Whoop! This is what happens when you call the cops.
Say what?
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on.
This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
I'm sick of people being victimized by criminal cops. Psychopathic predators terrorizing neighborhood blocks. Equipped with pepper spray, mace, cuffs, tasers, and glocks. They like serial killers acting out subliminal thoughts. Forget what you taught. These cops have got a license to kill. Witness intimidation means that they can use it at will. Code of silence means that the pigs will never let out a squeal. And if they go to court, they know the judge will make them a deal. For real, that's why they stopping me, locking me up and stopping me, confiscating my property, talking in my demography, making the poor commodities, profiting off of poverty, enforcing policies, supporting prison economies. Yeah, no one makes money when the violence stops. Hating brutality is the way to make a criminal crop. Blood in the gutters, how the rich butter they bread at the top. And that's why this is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
I'm mixed up in the system and these pigs is trying to murder me. They mace me, they tase me, they trained them to hate me, degrade and detain me and change just like slavery. Hands up, face down, left hook right quick. Throw you down, hold you down, smack you with that nightstick. Night shift, riding round, see you with your J's on. You'll get sprayed on over Skittles, word to Trayvon. All the people saying is it's crazy down in Florida. What you saying is you playing, it's the same in California. They ganging like they banging and they'll hang you down in Georgia. Frame you in a case for what you say without a lawyer. Swarming with no warning, now they sorting through your residence. Storming with no warrant, now they snorting all the evidence. You better just learn to dodge a box, cause this is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on! This is what happens when you call the cops.
Say what?
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on!
This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on!
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Say what?
This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
We got a baby in the living room.
Get the grenades, pull a pin, throw it in the crib, blow him away.
There's a homeless guy camping here.
Well, tell him to pack. When he gets up and starts leaving, shoot the bum in the back.
This guy rolled through a stop sign.
That's drugs for sale. Get some doctors to rape him, send him a bill in the mail.
We got a black man knocking on a white woman's door.
With 10 shots point blank, he ain't gonna knock no more. Look, the problem starts at the academy. New cadets are indoctrinated with a military mentality. With them as the soldiers and us as the people they're battling. We're either collateral damage or combat fatalities. Either way, the reality's that it's not gonna stop. Cause this is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. Come on, this is what happens when you call the cops.
This is what happens.
Say what?
Happens when you call the cops.
Come on.
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Nice. That was Call the Cops by Rob Hustle Foot Bump, and he's actually making a sequel to the song on
really?
His on his Facebook song. He says, click here, I need help to make another song. A sequel to Call the Cops.
I love that song. That's awesome. I love the video even more.
Yeah, I'll post that on the podcast. Below the podcast, I'll put it in our source links.
That would be perfect, Duke. And this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp, by the way.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPP LPFM. If you just turned in, we're talking about hashtag another lying cop. Why are we doing this podcast? Well, because the narrative in the media is berserk.
Yeah.
Lately, they've been talking about black protesters, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the people that are calling for accountability of police as if they were terrorists.
As if that's a catalyst for the killing of the police, which is exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that narrative just makes me angry. I think it's, I don't know how it even connects with some people. I'm like, really? Some people believe this? It's such, you know, farce. It's absolutely insane when we're seeing almost every single day another story of another dead, unarmed, usually young black or brown person being killed, another woman, another life taken, another trans person, usually black, usually. I mean, the people that are dying, mentally ill, the homeless, it seems like a certain segment of white America is not hearing or seeing those stories, but everyone else is. Yeah. And we just don't buy that story.
No, not at all.
I don't buy that narrative. And, well, you know, you're a white guy, dude. You've heard the stories about all of the dead black people and brown people mounting up.
I see it. I see it every day. Every day, information is flowing. I know people who are on basically the front lines of the movement.
Yeah, we do.
They're talking about it, and I'm listening.
Yeah, I listen to them, and I believe them. And I'm there. I'm down with the Black Lives Matter movement, despite people, you know, naysaying, looking for reasons to not respect the people that are in their leadership, looking for reasons to discredit them because they don't talk the right way or bow the right way or act respectable at the right time. You know, all of that type of respectability.
Politics, yep.
It's this way of saying, yeah, I found the reason. I found the excuse. I can't support these folks anymore. They were just too angry for me. I hear is that they're too black.
Yeah. Yeah, those people need to check themselves, that's for sure.
Well, the problem that I hear from white folks, and you heard this a lot with the Bernie Sanders people after the whole Seattle debacle thing, and what they were saying basically was that these women were not polite enough, but they were saying really racist things.
Yeah.
There was people, you know, actually giving the middle finger and saying F you to the women who were asking for a moment of silence in the memory of Michael Brown.
Yeah.
For 4.5 minutes. And people were actually, at that point, they weren't booing those women. They weren't booing Black Lives Matter movement. They're booing a request for a moment of silence for a dead kid.
Yeah.
And that was really horrifying to watch how the spite and the anger. Okay, it's like it's open season. Now you've done the thing that allows me to just discredit you and not treat you like a human being anymore.
Exactly.
Or black people in general. Ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. And I hear this a lot in the rhetoric from white folks, even the progressive white folks. Mm-hmm. On my news feed, especially, saying things like, oh, you know, that was the last straw, or, you know, this is the moment when you said the wrong thing, you did the wrong thing, and I can't support you anymore. I don't think you ever wanted to in the first place. And guess what? Bye, Felicia.
Uh-huh.
The movement don't need you.
That's right.
If you can't stand by Black Lives Matter no matter what, then go on ahead. There's plenty of other people that do support it for the right reasons, and they need to be supported wholeheartedly, not with lukewarm support. We don't need anything lukewarm in a movement like this for the life of people. We're fighting for the life of people.
Yes.
And so I give a shout out to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
To all our black brothers and sisters who are dying. And also to all Native people who are dying, the Native Lives Matter movement, to the Latino Lives Matter movement. I'm going to keep talking a little bit more about some of the stuff that's going on with these cops, because you got to hear the stuff to believe the type of just across the board breaking of the law, two different standards for cops and for citizens in this country that exists. Now, I told you about the other guy that was got in trouble for beating up his wife.
Yes, yes.
Then there was a cop in Arkansas, Jimmy Bannon. Jimmy Bannon Jr. I don't want to say that incorrectly. Okay. I hope I pronounced it right.
Yes, chief.
The chief, yes. Yes. Yeah. Make note, it's not just the noobs.
Yep.
It's not because they want to say that. It's, it's the new guy. He didn't have proper training.
That's right. You know, it's hard to get really qualified officers these days. Nope.
No, these are police chiefs.
Yep, they've been around.
And then they've got high-ranking officers doing these things. This guy was arrested for selling drugs. Prescription drugs.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. OxyContin has become one of the most widely abused prescription drug, on par with heroin. And basically that's what it is.
Yeah, it's an opiate.
In the United States.
Yeah.
And to think our proud men in blue are helping distribute it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was the case in this particular Chief Jimmy Bannon Jr.'s case. I can't remember exactly if it was OxyContin, but it was prescription drugs for sure. And in the case of Keith Foster, the police chief in Fresno, California, who was also arrested for selling drugs, it was oxycodone. Plus, also, he was selling heroin and marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just straight up heroin. Why not? I mean, at that point, if you're going to...
Probably went down to the evidence locker and took some out and sold it, you know?
And, you know, I can't help thinking, if you're the police chief and you're selling heroin and OxyContin and marijuana, what... You think that's the first time he bent the rules?
No.
There's no freaking way I'm buying that.
Yeah.
I just don't buy it.
Exactly.
Okay. Point blank, don't try to sell this idea that it's a rare occasion. It happens everywhere in every single state. It's happening. There is in every single department, there's issues of misconduct, of improper use of force, of excessive militarization, of excessive policing in poor and people of color areas. And also, there's also problems in almost every single city and every single country. I mean, every single state in this country. With high-ranking officers.
That's right, it's high-ranking officers.
Hundreds and hundreds of high-ranking officers have been arrested just in the past few years. Just in the past few years.
Wow.
Okay? And there's a stunning figure I'm going to report to you later on in the show. I think it was over 400 cases.
Wow.
But I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me stick with where I'm at right now.
All right.
Hundreds of high-ranking officers have been arrested just in the last few years. And on every imaginable charge under the sun that you could invent in your head, like literally everything that you could think that you'd be like, what, a cop did that?
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh my God, no, that was a band of gangbangers that did that. Yeah. Nope. No, the stuff that they're doing is... some of the most horrific stuff you can imagine.
It is very much.
Okay. We're talking about hashtag another lying cop. This is Cindy and Duke Gomez-Shemp.
That's right.
You're listening to KPPP, LPFM. And today's topic, we are talking about this because of this narrative in the media. They're trying to sell you this idea that the police are dying in record numbers. Nope. Lie. They're at an all-time low.
Yeah.
So is crime.
Mm-hmm.
It continues to decline steadily while they keep giving, hand grenade launchers and
big military style machinery and big, huge bunker style weapons
to the police departments.
That's right.
In places like Fargo, North Dakota.
Exactly.
We should not have like a giant... what is that tank thing that they have with the turret and the spinning cannon on it?
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but it's a big military vehicle. It's an armored vehicle.
It just scares the crap out of people. I don't want that at my local carnival thing. No. That shouldn't be in any town. We shouldn't have Humvees and all this other stuff in our hometowns. Because look how they used them in Ferguson.
Yes.
Look at what's happening in these cities in New York where they're protesting peacefully. Look at history. Look at what's happened before. Think of the Kent State Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
which was ordered by our government.
That's right.
Against peaceful protesters that were known to not have any weapons. So, you know, start thinking, folks. History is repeating itself.
It is, very quickly.
And it's happening at an astonishing rate. Mm-hmm. Some people need to wake up. Some people will not listen. And you know what? There is none so blind as those who refuse to see. And there are none so deaf as those who refuse to hear.
That's right.
Well, we're not going to force them to hear. But we do appreciate it when you share your comments, ideas, your topics with us and our shows with other people. People can find our shows at kpppfm.com.
And you can also give us a call. You know, you can call us at 701-566-0917. It's a message machine. Leave your name and where you're from, and we may air it on the air. So keep it brief and keep it cool, you know. You can also tweet us at @media_PPP or email cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com.
That's right. And we do appreciate all of your comments and questions. Now, the last number three piece of Sean King's article that is going to be published in the Daily Coast, or maybe it's already been published. We'll have a link for folks on our website, is collectively police departments in the United States have spent billions of dollars settling hundreds of thousands of lawsuits.
Wow.
People in America don't know about this because it never hits the courtroom.
Okay, I see.
It's settled out of court. So folks never hear about it. Sometimes when there's a big settlement, there'll be a news story about it. But they usually try to keep this stuff on the down low.
Oh, yeah.
They try to keep it hush hush. They may even tell people that the police department had to settle a lawsuit because of whatever, you know, some kind of complaint or of some type. And, you know, that's exactly why you hear folks all over the place saying every time that somebody claims that the police harassed them, assaulted them, or did something or killed one of their family members, you'll hear people saying and commenting, oh, they're just looking for their payout.
Oh, okay.
Here they come looking for, you know, they're going to sue because they're going to get their payout. And you see folks talking on these comment threads and they'll say, yeah, because then they just sue. And then those places, they just pay money out to them because they don't have time to go to court for all these. No, no, no. That's not how this works, folks. No. I'm a paralegal. I've seen how this works. And that is not how this works. Most of the people that are talking like that, they do not know what they are talking about. And they say the most ridiculous, unsubstantiated things in the world. First of all, no city is just going to sit there and pay out a bunch of money if they think that they can prove that, or if, you know, that person doesn't have really strong evidence,
mm-hmm.
pretty much an airtight case. Because you know what the burden of proof is against a cop? It's pretty freaking high. Less than 1% of cops are ever charged. Cops that kill people are ever charged with any crime.
Any crime. Wow.
So what does that tell you? If less than 1%, you know what? We have millions of rapes a year. 12% of those are reported by women. 12%, and we have a horrible rate
mm-hmm.
of convicting or adequately charging people that rape women in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Yes.
Horrible track record. But at least people still, the number of women that are still reporting rape tells you there's still a number of rapes that are being convicted
yes.
or charged
yes.
or people that are being punished at mm-hmm. some level.
That's right.
That gives women even a reason to do it in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly.
In the case I'm talking about with police, less than 1% ever even get convicted of anything when they kill. That's when they kill. Now, what about when they rape someone, when they rob someone, yeah. when they sodomize children? I mm-hmm. mean, you got to have some pretty strong evidence against these folks to have a reason to settle your
case.
Right. Yeah. Because otherwise, most people, especially if you've killed one of their family members,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to settle.
Yeah.
They want to expose what was done to them.
That's right. They
don't want a big payout.
No, they want accountability.
They want their mom back.
Mm, yeah.
Or their child.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. They want justice, not money. And I think that it's really slimy to suggest that folks who have been brutalized or, you know, killed or had their family members injured by police, that they're looking for a payout.
Yeah.
It's just so gross.
Yeah.
And racist and a bunch of other bad things. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
So remember that the next time people talk about that and talk about, oh, the police and they're the victims. No, they are not the victims, as evidenced by the fact that they're paying out, police departments, cities are paying out billions of dollars every single year to pay for these hundreds of thousands of lawsuits.
Wow.
Plus, police brutality and corruption, people remember this, is very costly. You just don't get to hear about it. Mm-hmm. But guess who's paying for it?
You are.
You are. You're the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't make the police that are doing the crimes liable for their own crime doing.
That's right.
There is special insurance that the city carries for that. And some people have violated that so badly and so many times that the police department, the city is no longer able to hire their own police department.
Yeah.
They don't get to do that no more.
Wow.
Someone, usually the Department of Justice under some consent agreement, someone else has to hire a police department for you.
Wow.
And oversee them for you and hire your police chief for you. And they are not employees of the city any longer. They're like temp employees.
Mm.
Did you know that Darren Wilson was such an employee?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because the police department that he worked for before,
mm-hmm.
every single one of the police, including Darren Wilson, needed to be fired from that department because of police misconduct.
Wow.
And then he was hired in the Ferguson police department.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it's a cycle, a vicious cycle that goes on and on and on.
Yes.
And these cops then go on to serve in other police departments, that may no longer even have, you know, the city may no longer even have the right to supervise or any responsibility. And guess who's still paying for the bill?
The city, the people. We
the
are.
People.
Yes.
We're paying for, even though we no longer have any right of oversight.
Wow.
We're distancing ourselves even more and more and more. The police have no accountability to people in the community, and they should.
Yes, yes.
Because we are the ones paying their wages. We are the ones paying them to brutalize us, to surveil us, to stop and frisk our children, to beat women up, to rape prostitutes against their will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, police brutality is very expensive.
It is.
And it causes irreparable damage to people and families, communities, etc.
Of course, yes.
So there's tons and tons and tons of cases I could mention. We are sort of running out of time, so I can't get to them. But they are on that link on our website.
Excellent.
And maybe we will do another show on this topic mm-hmm. in the future. And then we could also talk about police brutality and how it is impacting the country on the whole economically, and how we are being viewed internationally.
Oh yeah.
Because we still have to talk about that. Yeah, and I think that we need to talk about that in a greater detail.
That's right. We don't look good. Other countries, they look at the United States, we look terrible. We are terrible.
Right. We're kind of insulated from hearing that kind of news because nobody tells us about it. But that's because we live in a wind tunnel
mm-hmm.
that is all of these news outlets that most folks in America no longer trust.
Yeah.
And so we hope that folks that are listening to KPPP-FM are sharing our podcasts and shows. We want to share the kind of news with you that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And for the voices of those disenfranchised from mainstream media in the first place, people of color, primarily women,
mm-hmm.
Children, the elderly, the working class, the poor. This is your station. This is your community radio station. We are broadcasting live right now through Live 365 online, and we will be coming to your FM dial at 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you out with a song called Blind. It's an anti-racism song by Rock Solid and Anne Marie. Thank you for listening.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. So we've come here today to be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I have a dream that my eyes couldn't see the color of skin that your pigment brings, that I couldn't feel the lashes of hatred, cause racism stings, that I never heard the names that degrade, that our youth now scream, that I never spoke words that hurt so perverse that were taught to me, cause the world burned a tree of equality, no apology, there's a drought of dignity that we thirst to be free, we're crippled and diseased by unspoken policies, labeled minorities, yet we're all one, only the blind can unconditionally love, so we must, yes we must fight now, we must blind our eyes, listen to the cries, face what's inside, break shameful pride, changing our times till our fate's satisfied.
Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the
sometimes
time.
Sometimes I wish I was blind, cause only then I could see the true nature of a human being. Oh Lord, I wish I was blind, cause only then there could be a world where color fades and is far in between. My gender, my age, my culture, my nation, under God, protected, uplifted creations. We gotta stand as one voice against the ages of men who destroyed the pages of a book that was sent here to save us. Minds captive, they raised us in chains, enslaved us, and the pain still stains us, in the rain engraved us, but the struggle it made us, endurance outrageous. Oh Lord, I wish I was blind to the fact that we was never free. We tried to let it ring to live in society. Still we sing with one voice in a million harmonies. It's our time to open our eyes and see. We are not blind. We are not blind. We will not be silent. We will stand up to the injustice. We will fight for our rights in our communities. Build bridges of peace and unity. I will be set free.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. From every mountainside, let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring.